eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams in the photo. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Alan Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. We start a new week. It's Monday. It's 5:02. What do you say? The Eddie Scazzeri, haven't seen you in a while. You still look pretty good. And across from me, his name is Al McDukes. What's up?
Good morning, Jerry. I was reminded, I guess yesterday was Selection Sunday.
It was. Yes, it was.
Which means now we're going to get everybody's, like, every local radio station.
Their brackets.
Yeah. Oh.
My final four.
Get to our website and check our brackets of best pizza in Monmouth County. It's Federici's going up against Vic's Pizza. Who do you have in your...
I have Lestrada.
Get lost with all your stupid brackets.
I like Lestrada.
What's Lestrada?
The pizza place I go to.
I mean, listen, we did it years ago.
It's hokey.
Boomer and Carton. It was the Tournament of Babes. Like,
yeah, I remember that. That's right.
No one ever wants to move on. Like, everyone wants to do the same thing. Like, I already heard from CBS, we're sending you the brackets to fill out. Stop sending the brackets.
Some people are into it. Some people are not.
Stop it.
This is like Christmas for some people. People like this, these next 2 weeks, more than any other 2 weeks in the year.
Those are lonely
people,
Jerry.
They're sports fans. They like college basketball.
They don't.
A lot of people say college basketball doesn't start till now. I hate that because it's been going on since November 3rd.
Correct. This is like when the Olympics have us ice skating and everyone watches.
Right.
And you go, you know what? If you love ice skating so much, it's
on. All
year.
Yeah,
they have a
season. This is my thing with the World Cup.
Yes.
Everybody loves soccer when the World Cup comes out. Well, it's America. Okay. Yeah. You watching the American gymnastics on ESPN on Tuesday night? It's America versus Canada.
Right.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Right. Phonies. Just like the Super Bowl. You get 100 million people that watch it. There are a lot of people that actually don't watch football, but they tune in Super Bowl Sunday.
I guess so.
So it's an event. It is what it is. For me, don't care. I'm out.
So Rutgers is not in. But then,
they didn't make it.
But then I get so confused this time of year, Jerry.
Yeah.
So Rutgers, they're like, Rutgers isn't in.
Then in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
Correct.
So then they go, Rutgers has a game Thursday. What?
Tuesday.
So I thought it was over.
The NIT, which used to be the premier tournament. I don't know when that I have to go back and look. I don't know when that changed, but the NIT used to be the premier tournament in the country.
Better than the Final Four?
It was like the NIT was it, and then the NCAA tournament took over.
Oh, okay.
And the NIT's become like the secondary tournament.
Oh, right.
Which has a lot of good teams in it, but it's not the NCAA tournament. So Rutgers did accept that. North Carolina said no.
They passed,
which is really douchey, but whatever.
Why is that?
That's fine. They passed cuz they probably feel like they're above it. Now, keep in mind, North Carolina, I believe, started the season as the number one team in the country, and they missed the NCAA tournament. So maybe some embarrassment.
Yeah,
don't
they're embarrassed, Jerry.
But it is neat, though. You get a cool matchup with Hofstra, so that's kind of fun. So that's tomorrow night at Rutgers, which makes my travel very easy.
So then how does that end,
The NIT Final Four is in Las Vegas the week of March 20-something, March 27th, I think. Something like that. The semifinal game would be the 28th, and the championship would be the 30th if they get there.
So confusing, Jerry.
Well, it's no, it's not.
I mean, championships only.
NCAA tournament and the NIT.
Is there another tournament going on in case you
there
don't make
is for much lesser teams. Right. The CBI, I believe, is still in play. Right. There used to be. Wasn't the CIT the one Bob Dwyer's brother ran?
CIT?
Yeah. Is that right?
No, the CBI.
Oh, it's the CBI. Yeah. So, but that's it. Those are much smaller tournaments.
All right. It's tournament time, Jerry.
It is tournament time.
Go to my Twitter to follow my tournament of Bruce Springsteen songs.
There you go. When did you do that?
Thunder Road going Saturday? Up against Backstreets in the first round.
I will tell you yesterday. So I got back Saturday late afternoon from the trip to Chicago with the Big Ten tournament. And I'm like, all right, so the selection show's 6 p.m. on Sunday. Everybody that I talked to thought Rutgers was in, at the very least would be in the play-in game. I said, okay, fine. So you kind of wait around all day. And I was watching the brackets. I'm like, when are they going to call their name? Like, let's go. And then when I saw the final number 11 seed not go to them, I said, uh-oh. And then I realized, all right, the NIT, here we go.
I was reading, Jerry. It said soft schedule. That's what I kept reading.
No.
A slide, end of season slide, and a soft schedule.
Yes. Nah, the soft schedule didn't mean much because they played 20 Big Ten games. So they played Miami, who's the number 6 team in the country or something like that right now, or whatever they are, number 10, I forget. No, they played good. That to me doesn't mean much. It's the losing the games at home to Nebraska, Northwestern, losing that game in Minnesota when they were up by 10 with a minute to go. That game is probably what sealed their fate. Also losing at Ohio State on a game winner that should not have counted. They said they took it into account. I don't think they did. There was a lot that went into it, but I think, listen, they walked out of Madison Square Garden after beating Michigan State in early February. I think they were 16-8, something like that. And they were playing great. One of their big defenders got hurt, Mwat Mag, and they haven't been in the same since. Now, they played well in Chicago. They beat Michigan and then, you know, really played Purdue well, but not enough.
You know who I like to win it all, Jerry? Alabama.
Oh, you're an Alabama fan now. Okay. Sure you are.
That's the kid with the gun, right?
That was the kid that was involved in that scenario, yes.
He can't work for them, Jerry.
They're actually the number one overall seed.
That's what I heard.
That is correct. They are the number one team.
I'm going to be rooting against them for sure.
I understand. I hear you.
You got kids with guns playing. I'm voting the other team.
Will you be the least bit interested in UConn, Iona with Rick Pitino as the head coach of Iona?
No.
Like, you wouldn't even... I don't mean are you going to watch the game. I meant would you even check in on the score?
No.
Not at all.
Here's the thing. Rick Pitino is a weird dude.
Well, we know this.
Right? He's just a weird... weird eyes. He just looks like a creep.
And probably be the St. John's head coach soon.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it looks like.
He just looks like a guy who had a lot of hidden things going on in his life.
He looks like a shyster.
Yeah. Who hasn't slept and it's finally catching up with him.
He might not have slept. He's got a coach.
Yeah.
But that is a huge rumor right now. And he's got to fight off. So this is what's really hard about when you want to hire a guy like this and his team's in the NCAA tournament. He's going to have nonstop questions. And everybody thinks he's going to St. John's. His players got to be like, hey, coach, what about us?
Yeah, we're in the tournament now.
Right. And he's trying to answer all the questions properly, but it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Then the other thing I just kept looking, I would look a couple times a day, Jerry. I would go on Twitter to see if Aaron Rodgers did anything.
No, I can't take this anymore.
Me neither. So here's the thing. Here's what we know.
Soon.
Yeah. And you know what soon's going to be? It's going to happen at some point after 10 a.m. Wednesday, because that's when Boomer and Gio sign off, and they're both off Thursday and Friday, which means you and Sal
can
are going
to
roll
Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
That's a guarantee. You can guarantee it. Guarantee Rodgers to the Jets will happen after 10 a.m. Wednesday.
I'm going to say, I like your theory. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say a decision is made sometime tomorrow afternoon. I think they get Wednesday out of it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be, I don't know if he's going on with McAfee. I don't know. But the fact that he admitted at some point we've got to figure this out and the, you know, time's coming with Brandon Marshall, I think it'll be in the next couple of days.
Why are they both off Thursday and Friday? They vacationing together?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
That would be nice.
G asked me a couple weeks ago or a few weeks ago about these days, and Boomer I didn't know was off until recently.
Me neither. I looked at the we get an emailed schedule, and I looked at it and was like, oh, Boomer's off too. All right.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, yeah. And I do know someone someone tipped me off to, you guys were discussing like scenarios in case Rutgers was in Denver on Thursday and Friday. Yes. And I told Spike, you know, last week when he asked me, or 2 weeks ago when G was off, I said, I'm good. I said, just, you know, it is the NCAA tournament. I don't know where they'll be. I'll be more than happy to try and figure out if we're in an Odyssey city. So I was looking at Orlando. Odyssey's got like 7 radio stations in Orlando.
Oh, is that right?
So I thought if Rutgers ended up there, no problem. Then there were cities like Des Moines and Denver. I'm like, I don't know about that. So, and Sacramento, that would have been early.
That would have been very early, for you.
But it didn't happen, so we're okay, and we're here we go. Yeah,
I know. I was sad that Rutgers didn't get injured.
I was, too.
But I was so happy that we'll have Jerry Recco all week long.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
The Jerry and Sal show.
Yeah,
Thursday
I like working with Sal. I was texting with him Saturday night.
And CeeLo will be in those days?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. So that'll be Thursday and Friday.
That's exciting.
I will tell you, as much as it sucks, and it does suck, and I feel bad for the kids,
yeah,
travel-wise, you know what? This is a tournament Rutgers can go win. I think it's still kind of cool to hang a banner if you can. They can also lose to Hofstra. Who knows?
How many teams are in the NIT?
32.
32 teams. Okay.
Correct.
And they play them all, like Rutgers will have all of them at home?
Well, if they win, the first three would be at home.
Okay.
And then again, the final four for the NIT would be in Las Vegas.
Got it.
I got to be honest, that wouldn't suck.
That would not suck for you, Jerry.
That would be kind of cool.
Sipping Mai Tais poolside in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Maybe I'll work one of those days and get a feel for what it's like to do the warm-up show at 2 a.m.
for the Super Bowl next year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, is it 2 a.m. or what? No, they're
there'll be three hours
behind.
Yep.
Okay. So it'll be a 2 a.m. warm-up show. Oh, God.
Did you know we were moving our clocks ahead this weekend?
I did. Yeah.
I didn't. I got all excited because I got up and the clock in my bedroom sets itself.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, my gosh, 5:30. I made it. Somehow the dog lasted. I went downstairs, and my oven said 4:30. I was like, what? I thought we stopped that. I thought the farmer said we don't have to do that anymore.
No, I did, too, but I guess they didn't approve it.
Oh, it didn't get approval?
Right. But didn't they push the clocks ahead?
Yeah, we clocks ahead, yeah. That's why I went downstairs. It was 4:30, but it was really... they'd been moved ahead to 5:30.
Oh, I see. You thought the dog made it to 5:30,
yes.
Which it did, but technically it was 4:30 based on our calendar. Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
I still always think how cool that would be when you're on the radio, like in the doing the overnight show.
I've done it. Not cool.
No, when the hour moves ahead.
Do it in November. It sucks. Or October, whatever it is. Hey, 2 a.m. again.
I would just rerun that hour and be like, I'll see
you guys in
an hour.
Can Bill and White Plains call up again, please?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, but that's got to be cool when you're on the air and it's like, an hour's gone.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock now? Look at that. And you get paid the same, by the way.
Right, shift rate.
Oh,
that
God.
Hour just flew by.
Yeah, oh, it flew by all right. My God. And I guess if you're the anchor, you got to say good morning. It's 3 o'clock, not 2 o'clock.
Right?
You skip right over, right?
Skip right over 2 o'clock.
Yeah, kind of bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
I did both of them, one time each, way back in the day. And you're right, this one is fun.
Yeah.
Boy, the one in October or November, whenever the hell we do that, that is brutal.
Spring forward. You sprung forward, Jerry. That's easy.
It's like doing a regular Sal show now.
Yeah. Yes.
It's 5 hours instead of four. Long.
God bless him, Jerry.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I heard CeeLo. I clicked on CeeLo for a few seconds.
Yeah, me too. A few seconds.
Yeah, I heard Aaron Rodgers. I went, goodbye.
I actually listened to him for about 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah, he hit on a lot of different topics.
I bet.
Aaron Rodgers was one. That is true. He actually had someone ask him about the Devils. I'm like, look at that.
Wow.
Someone asked him about the Nets. I'm like, here, who, by the way, had a great win yesterday. I know you didn't watch it. But they took on Jokic and the Nuggets in Denver and won. And guess who's in front of who now in the city?
The Nets are in front of the Knicks.
That's right. Very even records, but because of winning percentage, the Nets are slightly ahead right now. They won five of six.
All right. What about the Knicks?
Knicks stopped a three-game losing streak. Okay. They won and they beat the Lakers last night.
Because they had won nine straight, lost then three straight.
Yeah.
And then won last night.
And they beat the Lakers. It was a good win, too, last night. Actually, the Lakers were playing well.
So LeBron's still hurt, right? He's not even getting looked at for like another 2 weeks.
I don't know when he's going to be back. It's going to be a little bit of time. But that's a good win for the Knicks last night. You know, 9 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. game out there. You know, where all of a sudden you could be looking up at a four-game slide. Instead, they stop it. So, good way. It's weird having both teams out west like that at the same time. Actually, kind of sucks.
I don't like the West.
You don't? Well, you love Arizona.
I know. I don't like things going on in the West because I feel like it's like during baseball season when the Mets go on that West Coast trip. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know what goes on then.
Right. Well, especially when you go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
It's very difficult. I mean, you're going to bed 2 hours before first pitch. You wake up. Eddie's woken up before, and they're in the ninth inning sometimes.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that is kind of bizarre. But if you lived out there, and this is something we've always talked about, and I've been in California during the NFL season with my family, it is awesome. It's like when we get the London games. The difference is the day is over by 8 p.m.
Yes.
With or without London games.
That's beautiful.
It is tremendous. 10 a.m. football. The late games are on at 1. It's so awesome.
Your primetime games are on at
5 o'clock.
5:30.
At a nice, normal time. And you can still go to bed at a normal time, which is kind of cool. Why don't we move to California for football season?
Oh, I like that.
That would be fun.
We winter in California.
Yeah. We go to Northern California if you want a little bit of a season, or we go to Southern California if you want warmth. Or Arizona.
I want warmth, Jerry.
Then maybe Arizona.
That's all I want in my life.
I understand.
Warmth.
I get it. Yeah, as opposed to these walks along the ocean when the wind's whipping up when it's 34 degrees out.
I've had it with the New Jersey. I have. I've had it with New Jersey.
I know. I understand.
I was trying to do the math like for all of us around here. We get, as far as good months go,
Four of them.
June, July,
August. I don't
August,
even think June is great.
September, October. I'll give you 5 months. So 7 months are crap.
See, I would go July through October. I do not think June is any good.
Really?
June, it can
be. Because a lot of people want to try to push May onto that
but
list.
But May's not good anymore. How about our Memorial Day weekend show last year? We were freezing. It was misty. It was cold.
May's out.
And yet, May can be beautiful, and June can be beautiful. Instead, I feel like everything's been pushed July, August. Yeah, I would go July to October.
When I was a child, I felt like March started good weather. It was like March, April, May.
Seasons have shifted, my friend.
Yeah, they've shifted, Jerry. Yes.
That's why October is a better month now than April is. Like, April stinks.
April sucks.
Right, I agree.
Plus, they say this, April showers bring May flowers.
You know what's happening already? A lot of weeds. Already.
Weed, the weed people, Jerry?
No, I don't mean the fun weed. I mean weeds in front of your house. Like, it's March 13th. It's still 30 degrees out at night. I got to deal with weeds already?
You got to blast that with some Roundup, Jerry, and breathe that in.
Oh, so I hate weeds. Weeds and groundhogs, they're starting to surface.
You've got a battle with groundhogs, Jerry. Battle them every year.
I got to call your friend now and get that taken care of.
They get under your shed.
Oh, they're under the shed.
They raise the roof. They're pushing your shed up off of the...
I might have a family of 30 under there.
A family of 30.
Oh, my God.
They're building a dam with their beaver... Beaver tails.
We're talking about groundhogs.
Groundhogs.
Let's take a break. We got to figure out the difference between a groundhog and a beaver. Beaver.
The beaver.
Right, 5:18. It's Monday. We love Monday. We're just getting started, and then Boomer and Gio at 6 on the Fan.